11:15-18. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God? When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life. We will now have holy baptism. And after that, we will have our hymn of the bid. We'll bring us our hymn of preparation.
Regards to spiritual forces of wickedness. Reject the evil of powers of this world and repent of your sins. If you believe in this, if both of you say, I do. Do you accept the freedom and the power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, oppression, in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, say, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. If so, say, I do. To the members of Memorial United Methodist Church, and those on the phone and Zoom, will you nurture these two young men in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example that they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly and lead a Christian life? If so, say, I will.
I will.
According to God's grace given you today, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ represents you in this world? If so, say, I will.
I will.
Will you who sponsor parents, guardians, godparents, and members of Memorial Church, will you support and encourage them in their Christian life, starting today and forevermore? If so, say, I will. Do you, as Christ-minded the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, say, we do. Name this child.
Kavion Morgan.
Kavion Morgan has an ordained elder in the Western North Carolina Conference of the United Methodist Church, and as pastor of Memorial of the United Methodist Church, I am honored and blessed to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And all say amen.
Amen.
Let me explain to you about the glove because of COVID. Yes, our bishop has asked me to use gloves when we baptism. Name this child.
Caleb Morgan.
Caleb Morgan has a ordained elder in the Western North Carolina Conference of the United Methodist Church and is pastor of Memorial United Methodist Church. I am honored, my brother. Blessed to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, that all say amen.
Amen.
Let's give God an amen. 14, around verses 14 to 21. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is when God fills you with His Holy Spirit. After we are filled with His Spirit, then and only then, we are so filled with His power. Acts 1:8 says, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be a witness to the Holy Ghost." What the scripture is saying is that when you have been touched and anointed by Jesus the Christ, something goes all over you that will make you do what's right. Something goes all over you that will make you love your enemies. Something will go all over you, my brothers, that will make you want to get up early on Sunday morning and meet the Spirit of God at His door. All of us who are adults at one time stood down in front of the baptism of fire and was touched by an ordained elder in the United Methodist Church, or what church that you was in during that time, and you were sprinkled, and even some of you might have been. This is something that you don't play with, because the power and the Spirit of Jesus is one that got you up this morning. The power of Jesus is one that told you that you need to go to church this morning. The power of Jesus told you, even though you might not be feeling your best, but if you would just open your door and let me come on in, then everything will be all right. The baptism of or in the Holy Ghost. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, until they had received power so they could boldly do the work of God. The church is in one of the greatest spiritual warfares in the history of time. I'm not talking about the Memorial Church, but I'm talking about the entire church universal is in warfare. Just like the world is in warfare. But I know, because I know that there is one who sits high this morning and was slow. This individual that I talked about said, two young men who want to be a part of the family. This person that I'm talking about, when you get down and weary, he will lift you up. This person that I'm talking about will bring joy in your heart. When there is sadness in the midst, the church is one of the greatest places to be. But it appears to be today that the Holy Ghost and the power of baptism needs to be talked about more. Do you remember your baptism? A question that was asked at the Western North Carolina Conference about 10 years ago. Do you remember the time when you stood in front of your parents and your God and your family and you took the baptism? What does that mean to you today? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Here's a real important question. Have you been called of God? Have you been born again? Receiving the Holy Ghost was a promise unto everyone that is called of God. Have you been called? Who called you to come to church today? And when God calls, it's a different call. He might not ring the phone people trust American and Delta before they trust this plane. Amen. The old church. I know what I'm talking about, because when I was the age of the young people here, even in college, I remember those days when you had funerals. They didn't go to food line or big bath. They would come early in the morning cleaning chickens, cutting them up, frying them. Wasn't no bickering, wasn't no fussing. Everybody was on one accord. Old church. When people were sick, the whole church got involved. Jesus spoke to them. And they said, what can I do? The old church where you had to get there early to get a seat. It was something when you got out of the car, you got in the mood. Because you knew something was getting ready to happen. And what was getting ready to happen was that the Holy Ghost was getting ready to make a presentation. The Holy Ghost was going to remind you that in the time of sorrow, I was there. The Holy Ghost was going to tell you wherever you are, everything is going to be all right. I heard a man said, I might not know everything in the Bible, but I know Jesus Christ. Amen. You heard those stories. People would get up early, fixing breakfast. And my young people, it wasn't an option. Do you want to go to church? Oh no! It was, I'm leaving church and now there, you better be ready. That's the old church. It wasn't this thing, you want to go to Sunday school? No. You go to Sunday school, you better not be counting, you better take a part. Do you want to be in the youth choir? Yes, ma'am. So, what? I don't understand. What has happened? Because the same Jesus who is blessing us right now and who was blessing them is still in the power of his hands. And not children, but grown people too. People didn't miss no church. When I was a little boy, they didn't miss no church. And young people, we stayed in church all day. Got there for Sunday school. You went to 11 o'clock service. You stayed there. And then there was an afternoon service. And you better not cut the church. Because if your mother or whoever was over you and saw you cutting up, all they had to do was and you straighten up quick. Because you knew if you didn't, it was going to be a warm evening when you got home. And it wasn't this thing about if somebody knew something, you call 911. No. You don't need to call 911. Call Jesus Christ. And everybody, I thought about this coming over here today, everybody who is in this church has been blessed in some form or fashion. You don't know what I'm going through. Right, I know what you're going through, but you've been blessed. You know why? Because you got up this morning. That is a blessing. You're blessed because even though you can't come to church, we have room and recognize that you are a follower of the Lord and His Son? No, I'm not denying Him. Have you fed the sheep? Have you called someone who is not feeling the best, showing concern for them? Have you talked to the young people and say, how are you doing in school? What are your goals and your objectives? And here's the real question. Do you love everybody? That's the question. Because I'm not saying agreeing, but I'm talking about loving. Because if you're not loving everybody, then you deny Him. Because Jesus was a loving individual, a forgiving God. Do you love everybody? When you stand in front of a sinner, you better have some power, because you have entered into the devil's territory. And he is certainly not going to give up. What type of power are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about the power that was given to you when you was baptized. What kind of power are you talking about? I'm talking about the power that has a protection plan around you. What type of power are you talking about? I'm talking about Holy Ghost power. You can be Holy Ghost power. Some people think they have the power. Nobody like me, really. I don't say that. Because I'm no better than anybody sitting out there. But it's the power. If the power is within, then you don't have to worry, because the power is going to kick in when you need this power. God has given us all power over the enemy, so that you can tread on Him. The Holy Ghost is the key in exercising the power of God. We must believe today that our churches need the baptism of the Holy Ghost again. We need that power today. Remember, we must be born again. We must be sanctified. We must seek for baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, let me go back, and sometimes people have a misunderstanding. Sanctified means that I can't hang with you no more because you're not sanctified. Well, how do you know that they're not sanctified? I've seen people when they join a church, and now they're greater than thou. Because you know what? If the truth is told, everybody, including the one who is talking, has done something that has not been pleasing in the sight of God. But it's because of the blood of Jesus that washed our sins away and has given us another opportunity to come through the gate. Be careful now. Because the same people that you step on, going up and down, when you get to the top and get weak, you got to come back down. And the same people or individuals who you might step on or curse somebody out, you might have to come back to them. Your car might break down on the highway, and the same person who you have not been speaking to for years might stop on the side of the road, and they might have to take you home. Be careful now.
Be careful.
How you treat people. Born again. What does that mean to you, born again? I've been born again. The scripture says you cannot enter your mother's womb. That's not what we're talking about. But Jesus, I'm talking about born again with the Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Born again.
talk about. Born again means that if you're truly born again, we shouldn't have to discuss about giving a tenth of your talent to the church. If you're truly born again. Born again means unless you have something to do or there's an emergency, you'll come to the church. It doesn't matter who the pastor is, but you're coming. Because Jesus has blessed us. It is nobody, my young people, that can do you like Jesus. My brothers, you want to see, as the days go on, every day is not going to be a Sunday for you. You're going to have some bumps and bruises. You're going to have some good days and some bad days. But I tell you one thing, I'm a living witness that you will have more good days and bad days because the Holy Ghost power is in you.
Church. Are there others? If not, my sisters and brothers, wherever you are, let us bow our heads, close our eyes, and prepare our hearts to go to God in prayer. Lord and Jesus, again, we greet you on the beginning of a brand new week. We come to give you thanks for all that you have done for us since the last time that you allowed us to meet in person, Zoom, telephone, or internet. We thank you for a glorious day in the life of your house, when two of your young servants have decided to come and have accepted your invitation to be a part of this family here at Memorial United Methodist Church, to join many young children in the Western North Carolina Conference and the Northern Piedmont District. Lord, we ask that you take the names that have been called, that you will touch, lead, and guide, and heal them now. We want to thank you for sending Brother Bela, who has traveled from another state, just to spend some time with his mother. One who loved him. I wasn't around, but I know she loved him from the time that she delivered him to the very moment. And we say, thank you, Jesus. We just ask that as he prepares to return back home, that you will be with him on the dangerous highway or air or however he came to the North Carolina state. Be with all of the young people that are here today. Be with our Vacation Bible School as you prepare to lead us for Vacation Bible School 2022. Thank you for the choir and the musician. We just give you all the praise and the glory. And I just want to thank you, because the other day I thought I was going to have to call and say I wouldn't be here today. But Patricia called and she said, what's wrong? And I told her, and she prayed for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, I know that there's power in prayer. Healing in prayer. If you just call on the name of Jesus, everything is going to be all right. Thank you.